There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, today we're coming to Genesis 1, the end of Genesis 1, where God creates man.
我们今天来到创世纪最后上帝造人的这个信息。
So we're faced with a challenge of which foundation of faith will you choose to find life.
我们面对了一个挑战，就是我们会选择哪个信仰根基去找到生命。
There's two foundations.
基本上有两个根基。
Okay, the first one is the revelation of an omniscient God.
第一个是独一无所不知真神的启示。
Right, in the beginning, God created.
起初，上帝创造。Now,
how did he do it? By infinite wisdom and power.
上帝怎么做的呢? 就是借着他无限的智慧与全能。Okay. Now,
if this is true, we're all special. And life has eternal value, morals, meaning, and purpose.
假如这个说法是真的，那么我们就是独特的，生命具有永恒的价值、道德、意义与目的。It's
all inspiring and life-changing.
它非常的激励我们，而且会改变我们的生命。But
today we're confronted with another possible foundation of faith.
但是我们今天要面对另外一个信仰的根基。And
that's the theory of ignorant men.
那就是无知的人的理论。
Who say in the beginning nothing created something.
他们说起初虚无创造了某个东西。
Then something evolved itself into everything.
然后这个某个东西自己进化变成万物。
How?
By time, 怎么做的呢?
By time and chance without intelligence, that's their own teaching.
他们自己说是借着时间和偶然，没有任何智能的参与。
Now, if this is true, you're an accident. Life has no value, morals, meaning, or purpose.
假如这个是真的话呢，那么我们就是一个意外，生命没有价值、道德意义或是目的。It's
actually a very sad faith to go through life with.
这是一个非常悲哀的选择的一个信仰。Okay.
So let's listen as God tells you who you really are.
让我们听听上帝告诉我们，我们真正是谁。Okay.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness.
创世纪一章26节神说，我们要照我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth.
使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地。
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So God's given us an extraordinary purpose.
所以上帝给我们一个非常特别的任务。So
God created man in his own image.
神就照自己的形象造人。In
the image of God created he him, male and female created he them.
乃是照他的形象造男造女。So
when God created man, it includes male and female.
所以当上帝创造人类的时候，包括男性与女性。Okay.
So we must know our true roots as a human being.
所以我们必须知道我们身为人的真实根源。Okay.
Are we a unique being created in the image of God, or are we nothing more than animals?
我们是按照上帝形象创造的独特人类，还是与动物一样呢?
Okay. Now most youth today, that's 14 to 24 years old.
今天多数年轻人指的是14到24岁。
And a lot of older people also.
以及许多年长的人,
consider the number one evidence for evolution to be the apes to man evolutionary sequence.
他们认为进化论的首要证据就是猿猴进化为人的顺序。
And we're going to look at the reason for that.
我们要看看他们的原因是什么。
And we're going to learn how weak the arguments are for this faith.
那我们也会发现这样的一个信仰，它是多么的软弱的支撑。
So I just want to lay a ground rule here.
那我先要立下一些规矩。
There's a lot of really long scientific words.
有很多很长的科学的名词。
So I'm not going to use those.
我不会使用它们。
Right, we'll use their nickname.
我用它们我们大家所熟知的名称。
Or I'll refer to them as these bones.
或是我说就是这些骨头。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for creating us in your image.
天父，我们感谢你用你自己的形象创造了我们。
And because of that, we can speak to you and hear you speak to us.
也因为如此，我们可以对你说话，也听你对我们说话。
And you speak most clearly through your word.
你借着你自己的话语说得最清楚。
But Lord, your word is being challenged today by another faith.
但是我们知道今天你的话语受到另外一个信念的挑战。
By men who admit they don't believe in God.
就是那些承认自己不相信上帝的人。
And want us to believe that we just evolved from apes.
他们要我们相信我们是猿猴进化而来的。
So we pray today, Lord, you'll show us which one of these two faiths is the most true and has the most evidence for it.
所以求主今天帮助我们能够明白这两个信念当中哪一个是真正的。
And set us free from the deceptions that are out there in our world.
也帮我们从世界的欺骗当中解救出来，得自由。
So we can live for your glory and fulfill your purpose.
好让我们为你的荣耀以及你在我们人生中注定的目的而活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So one of the main reasons most people consider the man evolution from apes as the strongest argument is this.
很多人相信进化论的首要证据是这一个。
You've seen this chart, I'm sure, or a chart very similar to it.
我想你一定看过这个图，图画，或是跟这个类似的图画。
Everybody considers this the most famous icon of evolution.
很多人都认为这是最有名的进化论的图标。
It was called the March of Progress in Time Life.
根据《时代生命》杂志，这个图标叫做《进步的行进》。
Now, an icon, it's important to understand what an icon is.
我们要明白什么是图标。
It's a picture that is made in order to aid worship.
它是一个图片，为了来帮助你去敬拜。
And these icons of evolution are drawn very deceptively to get us to worship this theory.
那这些图标有的时候的制作呢，就是要让人去信仰，去敬拜一个错误的理论。
To believe it and live according to it.
要相信它，而且根据它而生活。
So let's look at this and see how strong the evidence is for this.
让我们看看这个图标，看它的这个证据是多么的强有力。
Okay. Now the figure's caption cautioned readers it was fictitious.
这个图表的标题提醒读者它是虚拟的。
And this was in the editions up to 1970.
这个在1970年代的这些发表呢，都有这样的一个警告。
After 1970, they took these warnings out.
但是1970年之后，他们就把这些警告挪除了。
Okay, but they warned us, although proto-apes and apes were quadrupedal, meaning they walked on all fours.
这个警告说，虽然猿猴的原型跟猿猴是四足的。
All are shown in the picture standing for the purpose of comparison.
他们在这里以站立的方式呈现，目的为的是比较。
So they were telling us the pictures are fictitious.
所以他们事实上告诉你，这些图画里面的这些图形呢，本身是虚拟的。
Okay. But the persuasive image overshadowed the fine print.
但是具有说服力的图像呢，使得这小字黯然失色。
And became a masterpiece of Madison Avenue promotion.
成为麦迪森大道推广的杰作。
But it's important to realize that picture, those pictures or any like it are not science.
但是我们必须清楚知道，就是说这些图像以及那类似的东西并不是合乎科学的。
Okay. The science community knew it was fictitious.
科学界知道它本身是虚构的。
Okay.They said many of the figures are products of educated guessing.
他们说许多的图像都是有教育的猜测的产物。
Okay. The evolutionary march to modern man has been proven wrong for more than 60 years.
进化论的行进到现代人这个图表呢被证实为错已有60多年。
But it's still used by scientists, writers, and editors today.
但是今天还被科学的作者还有这些编辑们使用。
And we give you the references for all these statements by evolutionists.
我这边所引用的这些说法呢，都把它的这个参照的来源告诉你。
Okay. Now such icons indoctrinate us in materialistic philosophy.
这样的图标用唯物哲学来洗脑我们。
Okay. Now here's a picture on top is the 15 original characters.
这个图表上半部呢是它原本的15个这个图像。
Now if you look at the picture on the bottom,
但是在下面的图表,
they've taken out the pictures that are never mentioned in the discussion in the book.
他们把曾经讨论的这些人拿掉，不是人哈，猿猴哈。
Yeah, and then I circled number 5, Ramapithecus, because we're going to see how poor the evidence is for him.
我把第五个圈出来，待会我们会更多的提到这个。
But notice how absurd the lack of evidence is. It makes for an absurd fairy tale.
所以缺乏证据的荒谬呢，就造成荒谬的神话。
Okay.Even the book that gave us the original pictures warned us about this.
即使把这些图表发表出来，原本的教科书呢，都警告我们。
Okay. They knew the deceptions in 1965, but only now admit.
他们在1965年就知道这个欺骗，只是到现在才承认。
Okay. The once popular fresco showing a single file of marching hominids. Okay, becoming ever more vertical, tall, and hairless, now appears to be fiction.
一度受人欢迎的壁画，它呈现原始人行径，变成更垂直、高大的无毛的人类，现在看起来是小说。
Notice that's published in the year 2000.
那这是2000年发表的一句话。
But they knew for 60 years already this thing was fictitious.
但是有60年来，他们都知道这个。图标本身就是猜测，就是虚拟的。
Okay. Now, there's two scriptures you can read, and I'll just tell you basically what they say.
我们可以读两段经文，我把它基本说什么告诉你。
Jeremiah warns us.
耶利米警告我们。
Cursed is he that trusts in man.
信靠人的人是被咒诅的。
But blessed is the man who trusteth in the Lord.
但是信靠上帝的人是蒙福的。
So you have to decide, are you going to believe in the omniscient God, what he says in his word, or in ignorant men and what they're trying to teach us about evolution?
所以我们必须决定是要相信不会犯错上帝所告诉我们的话，还是会犯错的人，因为无知所告诉我们的事情。
Okay. Now Ramapithecus, at number 5, was supposed to be an ape human common ancestor.
刚刚我画圈的那个第五个呢，它就是一个猿猴，它被认为是猿猴人类共同祖先的一个长毛猿。
And he was in the textbooks from 1932 to 1978.
1932到1978年的教科书里面都有它。
And there's the evidence, there's the picture, look at it carefully.
它的证据就是这两块骨头。
There's your missing link between apes and humans.
这就是在人类跟猿猴之间遗失的链接的一个证据。
Two parts of a single upper jaw.
就只有一个上颚的两个部分。
Okay. But discovered in 1932, those are the fragments, but now we know they were actually part of an extinct orangutan.
这是1932年在印度发现的，但是现在人们已经证实它是绝迹的黑猩猩，猩猩的牙齿。
But for 40 years, they were teaching us it was our missing link.
但是在40年之间，他们告诉我们这就是遗失的链接。
Okay. The power of preconceptions, believing in tooth fairy tales.
这里我们谈一谈先入为主的一个力量，就是相信童话。
Okay. Now David Philbeam and Elwin Simmons made up fairy tales about this Ramapithecus.
这两个人呢，就捏造出罗摩，就是那个长毛猿的童话。
They even admitted it themselves.
他们自己也承认。
They admitted their errors were due to a pre-commitment to the Darwinian view of human origins.
他们承认说他们的错误是因为他们已经委身于达尔文人类起源的观点。
They said we found exactly what we expected to find.
所以他们说我们找到自己期待会找到的。
And they also said this occurs often because of the uncertainty of interpreting fragmentary anatomy and fossils.
他们也说因为解读片段化石本身的不确定性，这种事情会经常发生。
So you see, evolutionists are looking for missing links.
我们晓得进化论者呢，一直在寻找所谓遗失的链接。
So many times they find a missing link when there really is none.
所以很多时候他们会找到他们期待的遗失链接，但事实上不是。
Okay. Here's your references that we won't go over.
好，这就是一些参照。
But paleoanthropologists are heavily influenced by personal beliefs and prejudice, and this is well documented.
古人类学者受个人信念与偏见的影响有据可查。
It's documented in the scientific literature.
在科学的这个文献里面都可以找到。
And here's a quote from one of the evolutionists.
这是一个进化论者所说的话，我来引述它。
It's such a beguiling image that even the experts are loath to let it go.
但是它是如此诱人的一个图像，甚至专家们都厌恶把它放下。
But it's an illusion.
但它其实是一个幻象。
Notice he's saying this in 2002. Even though they know it's fake, they're still using it.
这是2002年这位进化论者所说的话。虽然他们都知道这是假的，但是他们还是愿意用它。
Okay, now we already looked at the blue one there, Ramapithecus.
我们刚刚已经看到这个摩罗第五个。
But one of these was an outright lie, and they knew it was a lie.
但是第一个呢，他们知道根本就是一个谎言。
They admitted this was not an ancestor, even in the 1970 edition.
即使在1970年，他们已经承认这不是一个人类的祖先。
They knew it was just an ancient monkey, but they still put it in there as part of the evolution.
他们知道那只是一只猴子。
So there's a lot of deception going on.
所以在这其中有许多的欺骗。
Now there's six reasons hominid fossils are called bones of contention.
有六个原因好，原始人的化石被称为争论的骨头。
Okay. One, there's incredibly few fossils.
首先，化石的数量非常少。
And most are in a very poor state of preservation.
多数处于不佳的保存状态。
So that leaves a lot of room for interpretation.
所以在解读上留出很多的空间。
In other words, this science is not hard science, it's very subjective.
换句话说，这个科学不是硬科学，它非常的主观。
Okay. Second, scientists can be self-deceived into seeing what they want to see.
第二个原因就是科学家们可能自欺，看自己想要看到的。
And here's another thing, there's tremendous pressure to find something important to gain funding and fame.
他们有很大的压力去寻找某个重要的东西来获取资金和名声。
See, unless you find a missing link, you're not going to become famous.
除非你找到遗失链接，你不会成名。
And it's very hard to get funding unless you're finding something new.
而且如果找不到新的东西，就很难找到资金。
So this is a great weakness in the field of studying human evolution.
所以这个在人类进化的研究里面，这是一个非常挑战的一个事情。
Okay. Three, fraud is a serious, deeply rooted problem, especially in the field of evolution.
特别在进化论的领域里面，诈欺是根深蒂固的严重问题。
Now there's three references that document that, so we won't go into that.
我下面提到三个大家可以参照的地方。
Okay.Four, it's called expanding matrix distortion, EMD.
第四个称作扩大矩阵失真。
Basically what that is, here's an example.
基本上我有一个例子告诉大家解释这件事情。
You see that skull, you can see it was actually put together from hundreds of broken pieces.
这是一个头骨，那事实上你可以看到它是由上百个破碎的片段所组合成的。
Most of the bones are crushed like this.
多数的骨头保存遗留下来的都是这样破碎的。
And this creates a distortion when you try and piece it back together like a puzzle.
那么就好像这个 puzzle 要把它放回到一起的时候呢，是相当困难的。
Okay. Bone specimens can be reconstructed in a variety of ways.
因为骨头标本可以用许多不同的方式去重组。
Here's one example called Skull 1470.
那这一个例子就是1470年来的头骨。
There's a picture of it right there.
这边你看到左边就是一个图画。
But what they won't tell you in your textbook is that that was put together from hundreds of small broken pieces.
但是在教科书里面不会告诉你，它是用上百个破碎的片段所组成的。
So then what you got there is four different pictures of four different evolutionists.Who put those pieces together in four different ways.
然后有四个图画表明四个不同的进化论者怎么样把这个头骨重组起来。
So which one is right and which is wrong?
所以哪个对哪个错呢？
Nobody knows.
没有人知道。
But yet they'll use these as a missing link.
但是他们会使用这个，说这就是遗失的链接。
And then from all those broken pieces, there's a picture of Homo habilis right down there. They get an artist to make you a model.
然后从这个头骨里面，他们画出这个一个人，这个人猿的模型。
Nobody knows if that's what he looked like.
也没有人真正知道这个所谓的遗失链接是不是长这个样子。
But that picture becomes a powerful icon that'll cause you to believe in evolution.
但是这个人猿就成为一个很重要的图标，使人相信进化论。
Okay. Five, ignoring variation between people in a given population led to little differences being interpreted as a new species.
第五个原因就是忽视既定人群中的差异，导致某些小差异被解读为新的物种。
Okay.There's a picture of the world's tallest man next to the world's shortest man.
这里有一张图画，就是世界上最高的人跟最矮的人。
Now, if somebody had dug up their two skulls,
假如有人挖掘到他们这两个人的头骨，
they would have told us they can't be both human.
他们会告诉我们说，哦，这两个头骨不可能同是人类。
One must be a missing link.
一个一定是遗失的链接。
No, but we know they're both human. They're both alive today.
但是我们知道这是人，而且他们今天都还活着。
These are examples of microevolution.
这就是小进化或是微观进化的一个例子。
Not missing links of one evolving into another.
而不是说一个遗失的链接从一个物种进化成另外一个物种。
We find pygmies all over the world, people who are very short.
我们也在全世界各地地方可以找到非常矮小的人类。
But when they find skulls of so-called pygmies, they label them as a new species or a missing link.
但是当有些人找到他们的头骨的时候，他们会说这是一个新的物种或是一个遗失的链接。
But they're not. They're as fully human as you and I.
但不是哈，他们就跟我们一样是人类。
Here's Native American.
这是一个土著印第安人。
Again, has a unique skull.
他的骨头非常的独特。
But he's as human as you and me.
他跟你我都一样，还是人类。
Here are some skull shapes that are formed by some illnesses, pathologies.
那左边的这个图像呢，是也是一个人的头骨，但是他有一点这个残缺。
But if they find a skull like this, they'll label it a new species.
但是假如他们找到这样的头骨的话，他们会说这是一个新的物种。
Here's something amazing.
那下面这个图画非常有意思。
This guy has a skull that looks like Neanderthal.
那这个人的头骨有点像尼安德达人。
See, Neanderthals were human beings.
尼安德达人事实上就是人。
In fact, they did DNA tests on this man, and he has Neanderthal DNA in him.
事实上，他们为这个人做了一个 DNA 的检测，那他的 DNA 发现跟尼安德达人是一样的。
Yeah, he's not a missing link leading to modern man.
他不是一个遗失链接，把这个人进化到现代人。
Yeah, Neanderthals were human.
尼安德达人本来就是人。
And here's these about 2,000 years old from Peru.
那上面的那个图画讲的是2000年前在秘鲁发现的。
Now because they are so recent, we do know they were human, but look how different their skulls are.
那因为发现的是2000年，你可以看到这是也是人的头骨，但是你看到他们多么的不一样。
So you see, this is a problem in digging up bones.
这就是挖掘骨头的一个问题。
Knowing whether they're human or not human.
知道他是人还不是人。
Or misinterpreting them as a missing link.
或是错解他们为遗失的链接。
Okay. And six, fossils can't establish ancestor-descendant relationships.
所以第六个原因就是化石记录没有办法建立祖先跟后代的关系。
In fact, trying to use the pitifully few bones that we found to construct man's evolutionary history is like...
事实上，使用极少的骨头来组建人的进化历史
，is like reconstructing the plot of War and Peace, which is 1,400 pages with 13 randomly selected pages.
就好要像随意选择13页来重建《战争与和平》这个小说1400页的故事。
You just can't do it.
你没有办法这么做。
The supposed millions of years separating fossils prohibit saying anything definite about evolutionary links.
所以将化石他们所挖到的分隔几百万年，我们实在没有办法证实任何确凿的进化连接。
I just want you to know, I use these millions of years. This is what the evolutionists use, but we'll do one study to show the problems with these millions of years.
我所说的几百万年是进化论者所定下的年，但是事实上这增加我是不对的，我以后会解释他们怎么定立这些年代。
Okay. Now contrast digging up these bones with the biblical genealogies.
我们要把圣经的家谱与挖出来的这些骨头做一个对照。
Right, we have genealogy from Adam to Christ.
在圣经里有从亚当到基督的家谱。
Okay, these genealogies anchor the entire Old Testament into real history.
这些家谱将整本旧约扎稳在历史里面。
They're written records that had to have been kept by relatives.
是一个由亲属保存的文字记录。
And they're very powerful.
他们带有很大的力量。
That's why old Bibles used to put the genealogies in a separate section for you.
古老的圣经里面会把这些家谱包括在里面。
This is one I bought from an old King James Bible.
这是我买的一本老的这个英皇钦定本圣经。
Okay, this goes from God created Adam all the way to Noah and his three sons.
这个图片显示的是从上帝创造亚当一直到挪亚他的三个儿子。
Then the next picture would start with Noah and his three sons and show you how the nations came from them.
然后下一个这一页呢就想说挪亚的三个孩子怎么样形成世上的各个列国。
And they give you 4,000 years of eyewitness testimony in 15 pages like this.
他们用15章的页面证明给大家看有4000年的证人的见证。
This is powerful real history.
这是真正的具有能力的真正的历史。
And then like God says, let everything be confirmed with two or more witnesses.
那就像圣经所说，凡我们所说的话要两个或更多的见证人来证明。
Right.These genealogies are repeated at least three times throughout Scripture.
那在圣经里面，这些家谱至少重复了三次。
And then God gives us a separate genealogy of Aaron from the time of Aaron to the time of Christ.
然后圣经又有从亚伦到耶稣基督的家谱。
You can't argue with this.
所以我们没有办法说这些东西都是不对的。
Okay. So we recommend everyone should buy a 27-foot chart of Adam's history.
所以我们推荐每个人哈都要去购买一个27英尺长的亚当斯的历史图表。
It's worth the investment. It'll strengthen your faith powerfully.
它很值得你的投资哈，会让你把你的信仰扎根在历史里面。
Okay, there's an astonishing contrast to the unbroken, inspired biblical genealogies.
所以没有间断圣灵启示的圣经家谱。
And the fragmented fairy tale genealogies of atheistic evolutionists.
与无神进化论者片段的童话家谱有一个惊人的对照。
Okay. The first is a record of life. It's real names of living people.
第一个是生命的记录，是活着的人的真实的姓名。
The second is a record of death. It's made up names of fossils.
第二个是死亡的记录，就是捏造的化石名称的总和。
God warns us in Deuteronomy.
上帝在生命记里面警告我们。
He says, I have put before you this day life and death.
而今天我把生与死放在你的面前。
And then he tells us, choose life that you might live.
要选择生命使你可以存活。
Evolution is materialistic philosophy and soft science.
进化论是唯物哲学跟软科学。
Right? Masquerading as hard empirical science.
伪装成硬的实证科学。
Okay, we've already gone over the difference between empirical science, which is medicine and chemistry.
我以前已经跟大家分析过什么是硬科学，什么是软科学。硬科学好像是医学，还有这个化学。
Okay, it enables us to fly planes and go to Mars.
它是我们可以搭上飞机开到火星。
Big difference between that and soft science, which is historical or forensic science.
这个跟软科学之间有很大的差别。软科学好比就是历史科学。
Okay. Now their theories have often said more about the theorists than they have about what actually happened.
他们的理论经常说的是发表这个理论的人过于到底发生了什么。
Okay, the evolutionists admit that themselves.
进化论者自己也承认这一点。
Okay. First, they construct a story or a narrative.
他们首先组建一个叙事。
This is what they believed happened in the past. They have no proof yet, they just believe.
他们虽然没有证据，但是说他们相信，他们认为这是过去发生的事。
And then this historical narrative becomes the framework for interpreting all the evidence.
然后这个历史叙事就成为他们解读证据的框架。
Okay, so they start with a story, which is Darwinism.
所以他们开始有一个故事，就是达尔文主义。
Which says man evolved from apes.
相信人是从猿猴进化来的。
So now when they uncover bones, they're going to try and fit these bones into that story.
然后现在他们发现一些骨头，然后用骨头去配合他们已经相信的故事。
Okay. Paleoanthropologists are charged with being.
以下有一些对古人类学者的控诉。
They're overzealous in identifying new species from their finds.
他们过分的热心在发现的东西中去认证新的物种。
And this is presumably out of a desire for fame and further research funding.
想必是出于成名的欲望以及更多的研究资金。
2016, it's a problem today.
这是2016年美国科学所发表的，他们到现在还是同样有这个问题。
See, this is not a hard science, this is a very soft science.
这不是硬科学，而是软科学。
To put it biblically,
或是用圣经的话说
They are lying, vain, greedy sinners just like the rest of us.
他们说谎、虚荣、贪心就和我们一样都是罪人。
Okay, now we pointed out before when they do surveys about 50% of all scientists say they're atheists or don't believe in God.
曾经有一个调查就是说 50% 的科学家都说他们不相信神。
But when it comes to scientists in the field of evolution,Over 95% to 98% are atheists, professional atheists.
但是进到进化论这个领域的时候 ,95% to 98% 的进化论者都说他们是无神论者。
So, they have no qualms about lying, right?
所以说谎对他们来说应该司空见惯吧。
Yeah, who are they accountable to? There's no God in their life.
他们到底要对神负责呢？假如他们生命中不相信上帝的话。
Okay. Bones don't talk.
骨头不会说话。
Okay, they themselves say, everybody knows fossils are fickle. Bones will sing any song you want to hear.
每个人都知道化石是多变的，骨头会唱任何你想要听的歌曲。
This is the problem. It's up to the person who finds the bone to tell us what it means.
这就是问题所在。那些发现石头的人，骨头的人会说任何他自己要说的话。
Okay, here's a great cartoon.
这是一个很有意思的卡通。
Right, each anthropologist is like a ventriloquist.
他说每一个这个人类学家都好像是会做密语哑语的这个、
right.
这个。
He makes the bone speak.
赋予哈。
Okay.
赋予他会使这个石头说话。
And he can make it say whatever he wants.
他会使骨头说话，而且说他任何想说的话。
Okay. Now even the artists are not free from bias.
即使艺术家也无法免于偏见。
Okay, John Gersh admitted this.
John Gersh 这个人呢，他承认这一点。
Okay, he worked for National Geographic.
他为国家地理杂志工作。
And he said, I wanted to get a human soul into this ape-like face.
他说我想把人的灵魂注入这张像猿猴的脸。
To indicate something about where he was headed.
来表明他想往哪一个地方去的一些事情。
So you see, he's biased. He wants to make it look like a missing link.
所以他有偏见哈，他希望这个猿猴呢是这个遗失的链接。
Now, one way they make a monkey look like an ancestor to humans.
他们使一个猿猴看起来像人的祖先。
Is they make their eyes white in the models.
就是他们使他的这个眼睛有一个白的地方。
Okay, notice the white eyes.
你看到这个白眼球吗？
Okay, we'll show this in our next teaching.
好，下一次我会更多的说明。
Monkeys, apes, chimpanzees, you can't see the whites of their eyes.
因为在猿猴还有猩猩当中呢，你看不到他们眼睛中的白色。
That's something special for humans. You can see the white of our eyes.
这个白色的地方只有人才有。
So when they want to make you think this ape is human, they give them white eyes.
所以当他们想你认为这只猿猴呢 像人，他们就给了他白色的眼球。
But nobody knows what color their eyes was.
啊，但是没有人知道他们这些猿猴的眼睛，眼球到底本来应该是什么。
Okay. Fossil teeth. Let's take a bite out of evolutionary theory.
我们先来看看化石的牙齿，我们把进化论来咬一口。
Okay. Because teeth preserve so well, they're an excellent source for evaluating whether Darwinism is true or not.
牙齿可以良好的保存，所以他们是绝佳的评估达尔文主义真伪的证据。
Okay. Much of the evidence for the evolution of vertebrates is provided by teeth. I bet you didn't know that.
我想你大概不知道啊，就是脊椎动物的进化证据多半来自牙齿。
Okay. So many are so sure about so much from so little.
许多人对许多事如此的确定，但是他们的证据却如此稀少。
I mean, how much can you say about one tooth?
一个牙齿。你可以说有它的多少事情呢？
Well, millions of fossil teeth and not one provides clear evidence of macroevolution.
有上百万的化石牙齿，但没有一个能够提供大进化或是宏观进化清楚的证据。
Okay, they did a computer search of 20 million articles.
他们用电脑去寻找了2000万文章文献。
Okay.And there was no evidence of transitional tooth forms between no tooth condition and the completely developed teeth as we have.
找不到一个从没有牙齿的状态进化到完整成型的牙齿状态之间一个任何一个过渡的牙齿证据。
In other words, there is no evolution of teeth.
换句话说，牙齿没有进化。
Okay. Look at the Nebraska man fiasco.
我们来看看内布拉斯加人的惨败。
And we're told to trust the science.
人们告诉我们要信靠科学。
Well, you have to be careful about that.
我们要非常小心。
Because they found one tooth.
因为他们只找到了一颗牙齿。
And they gave him a scientific name.
就给了他一个学名。
Found in 1922 by Harold Cook.
这是1922年 Harold Cook 所找到的一颗牙齿。
So they do name him Harold Cookie.
把这个叫做猿猴哈。
Okay, now Henry Osborne said it was a link between apes and humans based on that one tooth.
然后 Henry Osborne 这个人呢，就根据这一颗牙齿说他是猿猴与人类之间的连接。
Now he was famous scientist.
他本身是一个非常有名的科学家。
Okay, but it's just one of the many problems. It's proved to be a tooth of an extinct.Peccary or pig.
但是这颗牙齿呢，在1925年被证实是绝迹的野猪的牙齿。
Okay, they proved it was wrong in 1925.
好，1925年就证实他们的说法是错的。
But he wouldn't come out until 1927 and admit it.
但是他直到1927年才出来承认。
Okay, paleontologists go where dentists fear to tread.
所以我们说，古人类学者会去到牙医不敢踏足的地方。
Okay, you know this one. One tooth was all Davison Black needed to imagine a new genus.
好，那1927年，这个人呢，只需要一颗牙齿就想象出一个新的物种。
And that was Peking man.
就是北京人。
And now it's a UNESCO World Site.
这个北京人放这个地方变成了这个联合国的这个所谓的艺术文化遗产吧。
Yeah, and they found some more teeth.
然后他们又找到更多的牙齿。
Yeah, and a few more bones, and they built a museum there.
还有另外一些骨头，就建造了一个博物馆。
Okay, teeth still drive the desire for fame and funding.
牙齿仍然激发这些人去找到成名与资金。
These two pieces of bone were found in 1995.
那这上面两个这个骨头呢，是1995年所发现的。
And in 1996, Brunei named it a new species, just based on that.
那根据这个牙齿，那1996年，这个布内就说了有一个新的物种。
And then, of course, they find an artist to make a nice model.
然后他们找到一个艺术家，就做出一个模型。
And because he's going to be a link between apes and man, notice they give him the white eyes.
那因为这个呢是人跟猿猴之间的这个遗失的链接，所以又给了他一个白眼球。
My goodness, so many know so much about so little.
很有意思的就是许多人对如此稀少的证据却知道，却好像自己知道很多很多。
How long are you going to let fossil teeth take a bite out of your faith?
那么你愿意让化石咬齿咬你的信仰一口多久呢？
The eight best candidates for missing links we're going to look at.
我们现在就要看看最好的最佳的八个遗失链接的候选人。
All are highly controversial.
都受高度的争议。
They're all hotly debated by the scientists.
科学家们热切的议论这些。
And they ultimately proved to be nothing more than the imagination of paleontologists.
至终证明他们只是古人类学家的想象。
But you and I would never know that if we just read National Geographic and the public media.
但是假如你跟我看的只是一些媒体以及国家地理杂志，我们绝对不会知道这些。
Okay. Now what you want to see is there's basically two different kinds of bones they find.
大家要明白的是基本上他们找到两种不同的骨头。
Okay, the blue ones are ape-like bones, Australopithecus.
蓝色的多半是南方古猿的骨头。
And the bones on the right, which are red, are more like human bones.
右边的红色的是比较像人的骨头。
Okay, so basically, history will divide along these two lines.
所以基本上历史会根据这两个线来分开。
But notice even the evolutionists admit there's a long overlap according to their timing.
那根据进化论者他们锁定的年代呢，在其中相隔一百万年。
So they often find the ape bones mixed together with the human-like bones.
所以他们经常会发现猿猴类合在一起。
And those will be misinterpreted as missing links.
这些呢就会被误解，被错解为遗失的链接。
First one is Neanderthal man.
首先是尼安德达人。
Okay. Now first found in 1856.
首先是1856年发现的。
Okay. Generally, paleontologists regard them as extinct variant of man. They're human.
那一般说来，古人类学家认为他们是绝迹的人类的变体。
Okay.Two skeletons found in 1886 were used to mislead the public that they were ape-like.
那1886年发现的两具骷髅呢，误导的被重组，好像猿猴。
And the fraud endured for 50 years.
那这个诈欺持续了50年。
Okay, here's the original picture, 1909. They make it look so much like an ape man.
在1909年，尼安德达人的一个图画，他们使他看起来非常像一个猿猴。
But here's pictures of Neanderthal today.
但是这是今天尼安德达人的图画。
Because we know now they are actually a humans.
因为现在我们确实知道他们是人，
okay.
不是猴子。
In fact, so human they'll even make models of them in suits.
好，那这个尼安达的人就是人，甚至把它做一个模型，就他可以穿上西装。
And sometimes you'll see them walking on the street.
有时候你在街上也看到这些人在走路。
This guy's a Russian boxer.
这最左边上面这个图画是苏俄的一个拳击手。
And his skull bones do look exactly like a Neanderthal.
他的头骨看起来就跟尼安德达人一致。
And he actually does have Neanderthal DNA in him.
事实上在他身体里面也有尼安德达人的 DNA.
They're as human as we are.
他们就跟我们一样，同属人类。
Okay.Several DNA analyses now show Neanderthals to be human, and we find the DNA in Europeans and Asians.
那几个 DNA 分析现在指出，尼安德达人与现代人类属于同一物种，他们 DNA 在欧洲人跟亚洲人当中都找到。
Okay. Homo erectus, another one, Java man, you might know.
那第二个就是爪哇人，直立人。
Okay, first found 1891.
首先被找到是1891年。
Most are pretty sure they're human, just like us.
多少人认为他们就是人类，跟我们一样。
Okay. Erectus is clearly human, but displays evidence of pathologies.
直立人明显是人类，但是他们展现一些病态的证据。
Okay. Now, the most complete fossil was Turkana boy.
那最完整的这个化石呢，就是一个埃尔加斯特人。
Okay, and he's anatomically human.
从解剖学上来看呢，他就是人。
In fact, they won't tell you he's almost identical to modern Kenyan Bushman.
事实上，他们不会告诉你这个所谓的图卡尔纳男孩与现代肯尼亚丛林人几乎完全一样。
Yeah, 300 erectus bones are almost all skull caps and a few teeth.
那300个直立人的骨头多数都是头骨，而且有一些破碎的骨头或牙齿。
Okay. Here's Ardipithecus, also called Ardi.
那第四个就是阿尔迪人或是地缘人。
Okay, now they're found by Tim White, 1992.
是1992年是 Tim White 在伊索皮亚发现的。
But he couldn't publish about them until 2009.
但是他到2009年才发表。
Because the bones were so crushed, they had to do a digital model.
因为这个骨头被压碎得非常厉害，所以他花很长的时间用数字方式重塑这个压碎的骨头和臀部。
But the hands and feet were well preserved and they matched living apes.
但是保存良好的手与脚跟活着的猿猴是一致的。
And notice in the picture they found no backbones.
然后在这个图画里面他们没有找到背后的骨头。
So they don't know if it had the back of an ape or back of a man.
所以他们不知道这个样本是一个猿猴的背还是人的背。
Okay.So White boldly proclaimed he found the missing link between human and ape, 1994.
在1994年 White 就大胆宣称他找到了人与猿猴之间遗失的链接。
Then when he published it, other headlines said it was the discovery of the century in 2009.
然后他发表的时候呢，就在2009年，其他头条都说他是本世纪最重要的发现。
All based on those few and crushed bones.
他的根本就是那几个那些压碎的骨头。
The skull was crushed to hundreds of pieces, as was the hip.
头骨跟臀部都压碎成一百片。
So the digital reconstruction involved much uncertainty and guesswork.
他们必须用数位化来重建，具有不确定性跟很多的猜测。
In fact, that's why it took them years.
事实上，就是他必须花19年的时间。
And that's why it's so controversial.
这也是为什么他那么受人争议。
So the artist's renditions and museum displays are a fabrication.
所以艺术家的演绎和博物馆的展示都是伪造品。
Nobody really knows what this creature looked like.
没有人真的知道这个动物是什么样子。
There's an unbelievable amount of deception with Artie.
阿尔迪人有许多令人难以置信的欺骗。
But if you compare their artist picture with the living bonobo, they look just alike. Look at their feet.
但是你看他们的艺术家所画出的图跟这个黑猩猩看起来呢，基本上就是同样的东西。
But look at the deception in the science article.
但是你看科学文献里面他这个欺骗人的图画。
They have him standing upright like a man.
他们使这个阿尔迪人站起来好像人一样。
Even though nobody knows because they didn't find the backbone.
即使人不知道，因为没有找到他的背骨。
This is what's going on in the media.
这就是在媒体里面所进行的事情。
Okay.Here's your references that you can look up.
好，假如你有兴趣的话，这些是参照的文献。
Here's a very famous lady named Lucy.
这边有一个非常有名的一个猿猴叫做 Lucy.
They eventually found about 400 bones. This is the most complete skeleton.
好，最后终于他们找了400个骨头。那这个黑色的图片呢，就是最完整的骨头形成的样子。
Now, some experts said, obviously, she's a typical ape.
那很多专家指出，露西是典型的猿猴。
Now notice the deception there. They did not find hands or feet.
在这里我们可以看到他们没有找到手或脚。
But in the media and in museums, they give her human hands and human feet.
但是在媒体里面还有杂志里面，他们把这个猿猴附上了人的手跟人的脚。
Okay. There's a continuous unresolved debate over lumping the bones into one species or splitting them into two, one human and one ape.
对于将全部的骨头结集为一个阿法物种，或是将它们分割为两个物种，就是一个人一个猿猴，还在持续还没有解决的辩论当中。
Because they did find both kinds of bones together.
因为在他的身上找到两个不一样的骨头，两种。
Textbooks and media mislead the public with only one view.
但是教科书和媒体以只有一个观点来误导大众。
They give us Johansson's view that Lucy is the ape that stood up.
他们就是约翰森的观点，说露西是直立的猿猴。
He doesn't know that for sure, and most of the experts disagree with him.
那约翰森本身不确定，那其他的专家与他意见不一样。
But the media makes you and me believe this is a missing link.
但是媒体误导我们，说这就是一个遗失的链接。
Okay, here's some problems.
那有一些问题。
Okay, one is Donald Johansson himself had ethical problems.
首先就是约翰森本人有这个道德上的问题。
In fact, he even went and robbed a sacred graveyard in Ethiopia to get a sample bone.
实上呢，他自己到伊索比亚一个坟墓里面去盗出里面的骨头。
He kept it secret till he finally wrote about it in the 1980s.
然后在19，他把这个宝当作秘密，直到1980年，他写了一份文献。
And when Ethiopia found out about it, they shut down all research from outside the country for 8 years.
那当伊索比亚发现他的这个盗墓的行为时候呢，就把这个挖掘停止了八年。
Not a very trustworthy man for a missing link.
所以他本身不是一个遗失链接值得信靠的人。
And then you have the artist bias there we looked at.
然后有艺术家本身的偏见。
And notice she's too famous to give up.
Lucy 太有名了哈，所以人们不愿意放弃她。
Even President Obama will go check her out in Ethiopia when he goes there.
所以当奥巴马总统到伊索比亚的时候呢，还去检查了一下。
Other problem.
好，另外的问题呢？
One of her bones actually belonged to a baboon, but they didn't discover it for 40 years.
好，他这个他其中一个骨头呢是属于一个这个 baboon， 就是大猩猩噻。
Yeah, and we're supposed to trust these scientists that they know what they're doing.
所以说要我们相信这些科学家，说这些科学家人知道他们到底做些什么，
okay.
可以吗？
See, what did Lucy look like? We don't really know.
Lucy 到底是什么样子呢？我们不确实知道。
Because we don't have hardly any of her skull.
因为她的头骨找到，没有找到。
See, the white is what's imagined. We don't have those parts of the skull. We only have the dark brown parts.
所以在上面这个图画，白色部分都是人想象出来的，咖啡色部分是真正找到的骨头。
And as you can see from the picture, there's many different ways to make a model.
那从下面的这个图画呢，你可以知道很多人做出不一样的模型。
And something else they don't tell us.
那另外还有一些他们没有告诉我们的。
They did have a wrist bone of Lucy.
他们说 Lucy 有一个这个手腕的骨头。
And it matches the chimp, not the human.
而这个骨头呢，跟这个猩猩。类似不跟人不是类似的。
Okay, number six, Homo habilis or handyman they call.
第六个叫做能人。
Okay, there's all the evidence right over there. That's it.
在图表上这些骨头呢，就是他们所有的证据。
Okay, and notice the pitifully few bones, pitifully mangled.
所以你可以注意哈，极其稀少而且可怜的被破坏的骨头。
And when they announced in 1964 through the field of human evolution into turmoil that continues till today.
在1964年发表的时候呢，它引发人类进化领域很大的动荡，一直到今天。
Of course, having so few bones doesn't keep them from making an icon for you and I to worship evolutionary faith.
即使骨头这么少。也防止不了他们为他做出一个模型，成为一个图标来欺骗我们。
Okay, Homo habilis is an all-embracing waste basket, says one expert.
有一个专家说，能人是无所不包物种的垃圾桶。
Okay, here's the bones right there. There's your picture. That's what they got.
右边就是所有的骨头。
Okay, no one knows if habilis is a real species or just a collection of random bone fragments.
没有人知道能人是否是一个真实的物种，或者是随意收集的骨头片段的集合。
But yet they'll put habilis in the pictures and the icons for you and me to see as a missing link.
但是他们会却会把能人刚刚那个图标放在教科书里面，让我们相信那是真的人类的进化。
Take a good look at the evidence. Are you going to give up your faith and God's word for that?
所以要小心看这些证据，你愿意为了这些放弃对上帝的信仰吗？
No, of course not.
当然不会。
Okay. Habilis can be added to the growing list of falsely claimed ape men or missing links.
所以能人可以加进还在成长的错误的宣称为猿猴人或遗失链接的清单。
Okay. Then Australopithecus sediba.
好，那我们再提一个南方古猿塞地巴。
Okay. Found by Lee Berger.
是 Lee Berger 和儿子发现的。
Here's his bones, that's the evidence.
好，右边就是所有他们找到的骨头。
National Geographic said it could dethrone Lucy as our most recent ancestor.
国家地理杂志声称它能够把露西拉下宝座，成为我们最近的祖先。
In other words, it's a missing link.
换句话说，它也是一个遗失链接。
Okay. Some experts claim Sediba is not a legitimate ancestor, but a combination of the ape and human bones.
某些专家声称塞地巴不是合法的人类祖先，而是南方古猿跟人类骨头的综合。
See, they found these bones in a pit that had thousands of other bones from 18 different species.
塞迪巴的骨头是在一个坑里与其他18个物种上千个骨头一起发现。
So it's easy to mix these bones together.
很容易在无意中与不同物种的骨头掺杂一起。
Especially if you're motivated to find an in-between creature between man and nature.
特别是当你有动机去发现物种之间的链接。
Okay. Sidiba is not a missing link, and that's a quote from one of the men who helped make the discoveries.
So 塞迪巴不是一个联系遗失的链接，这句话是发现这些骨头的这一群人当中的领导说的。
Okay. And here's the last one, Homo naledi.
最后，纳莱迪人。
Look at how quick National Geographic comes out. Almost human, a new ancestor shakes up our family tree.
你看到这个国家地理杂志说这个几乎是一个人，就是猿猴跟人的链接，它在我们的家庭树里面有出现了。
Again, look at all the evidence they got. It's right there in black and white for you.
好，所以右边是他们所找到的骨头。
And of course they can find the artist to make us an icon, so we'll worship this faith.
然后艺术家也根据这些骨头画出了人所敬拜的一个图标，说这是我们的祖先。Mm-hmm.
But most of the bones were human in nature, and the ones that deviated were due to pathologies.
但是这个所谓的连接呢，它多数的骨头本质上是属人的，而变样的骨头可以解释为因为病态而造成。
But that's only if you read the scientific literature, which most people can never read.
但是你为什么知道呢？是假如你去读专业的科学杂志，而多数人不会去读。
Okay.The strongest evidence Nilali was human is the cultural evidence. They had a genuine culture.
最强烈的证实纳莱迪人是人类呢是文化的证据。
See, everybody agrees only humans bury their dead.
因为所有人都同意只有人才会埋葬他们的死人。
And Nilali's cave was a burial cave.
所以纳莱迪人那个山洞呢是一个做埋葬的地方。
So here's our evidence. We've looked at it.
所以我们刚刚看到所有的证据。
Here's quotes from the evolutionist experts themselves.
这是一个进化论专家他自己说的话。
You could fit it all into the back of a pickup truck if you didn't mind how much you jumbled everything.
他说你可以将所有的骨头全部装入一个这个小卡车里面，如果你不在乎把它们搞得乱七八糟。
Okay, and that's a quote from Ian Tattersall.
这是 Ian Tattersall 说的话。
Okay, now he wrote the textbooks where he documented every cranial and tooth fossil in the whole world up to 2004.
这个人呢，他是把所有的骨头从他们发现一直到2004年，所有的头骨跟这些其他的骨头最完整的记录下来的人。
And he's the expert telling us it'll all fit in the back of a pickup truck.
那这个专家就告诉我们，所有的证据都可以放入一个小卡车里面。
You're gonna believe this myth of evolution instead of believe God's revelation and His word?
所以你愿意相信进化论的神话，还是相信上帝的话呢？
Okay, here's another one that admits the scarcity of the evidence.
那另外就是古人类学者他们承认证据极其稀少。
Okay, we only have a few fragmentary fossils older than 2 million years for origin of man.
对他们来说，我们的人数呢只有少许比200万年老的片段化石。
Okay, there are only a handful of specimens.
只有少许的标本。
You could put them into a small shoebox and still have room for a good pair of shoes.
你可以把它们放入一个小鞋盒，而且还有空间放入一双鞋。
That's an evolutionist writing in National Geographic.
这是一个进化论者在国家地理杂志所说的话。
Okay. That's how much information you have, how much evidence you have older than 2 million years.
这就是超过200万年你有的证据。
Okay. Here's some updated pictures now.
现在是一个更新的图画。
Okay. Look at all the question marks in their theory.
看看这些理论中有多少的问号。
Right? And how many won't they admit?
而且他们不愿承认的问号还有其他多少呢?
But notice under that blue line, anything older than 2 million years, they really don't know anything.
你看看在这个蓝色线下面，超过200万年的，他们承认他们什么都不知道。
And everything above that blue line, the expert told us you could fit it all in the back of a pickup truck.
而在蓝线之上的东西呢，全部的证据都可以放入一个小卡车里面。
Okay. Note all the dead ends. There's no sure missing links.
所以你也留意所有的死胡同，没有确定的遗失链接。
They don't know if humans evolved from apes because they don't believe in God.
他们不知道人到底是不是从猿猴进化来的。
No one can know.
但是他们不相信上帝。
No one can know from the evidence.
没有人从所掌握的证据当中能够确实知道。
And here's a more honest picture.
这是一个比较诚实的图画。
All those red circles are gaps in the human tree.
所有的红圈圈都是在人类的这个家庭树里面不没有办法连在一起的间隔。
Okay. Notice they can't link anything together anymore.
他们没有办法把任何东西连接到另外一个东西。
Why let such nonsense affect your faith in God?
所以我们为什么让这种瞎扯影响我们对上帝的信仰呢？
And notice the three that we already showed are human, as human as you and I.
在上面三个是我们刚刚已经证实的人类。
They're totally disconnected from all the so-called missing links.
他们与所谓的遗失链接完全是连不上的。
No, apes are apes, created apes by God.
猿猴就是猿猴，上帝所造的猿猴就是猿猴。
And humans are humans, created in the image of God.
人就是人，是按照上帝的形象造的。
Evolutionists themselves acknowledge, according to Darwin, the fossil record should be rife with examples of transitional forms.
进化论者自己承认哈，根据达尔文说，化石记录应该有非常多的过渡例子，从较低到更进化的。
But there are only gaps in the fossil record with no evidence of intermediates to document the fossil.
但是在化石记录当中只有间隔，没有文字记录当中过渡的化石物种证据。
But you and I would never know that from the way the media teaches us about evolution or your school textbooks.
但是你跟我从媒体以及学校的教科书当中绝对读不到这样的文字。
But what all the hard evidence teaches us.
但是所有的硬的实证科学教我们。
The revelation of God is true.
上帝的启示才是真的。
God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him.
上帝造自己的形象造人是造他的形象造男造女。
And also the vain imaginations of men are false.
而人虚妄的想象是错谬的。
See, when it comes to the evolution of man from apes, there is no hard or empirical science to back it up.
说人是从猿猴进化来的，没有任何实证的科学可以支撑它。
I've showed you all the major evidence. You've seen it with your own eyes, those bones.
我刚刚已经把他们所提到主要的这些证据，就是骨头呈现给你们看。
I showed you the problems with the icons, the images they use to get us to believe.
我也告诉你他们所画出来的图像，误导我们去相信他们的这些事情。
We've quoted the experts that told us how little evidence they really have.
我也引用他们自己的这个专家学者说，他们所具有的证据是多么的稀少。
So what difference will knowing the truth make in your life?
那么知道这些真理会造出你人生中哪些差异呢？
Knowing you're created is foundational to believing there's a plan or design for your life.
认识我们是被造的，是相信我们的人生有计划的基础。
Knowing you are created is foundational to believing there is a purpose for your life.
而认识我们是被造的，是相信我们的人生有目的的基础。
And the Creator brings us into relationship with Himself.
造物主带领我们与他自己建立关系。
We are both physical and spiritual beings.
我们是同居物质与灵性的人类。
So I hope you'll download this.PowerPoint, because I know every one of us knows some young person whose faith is being challenged or destroyed by the theory of evolution.
我希望你可以上教会的网站，把这篇信息的这个 PowerPoint 哈下载。然后我因为我知道有你们认识的人中当中还有很多年轻人哈都相信进化的理论。
If they only knew the truth,
假如他们知道真理的话，是多会多不一样。
I'm sure they would choose to believe in God.
我相信他们会有另外的选择，就是选择相信上帝。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for making the truth available to your people.
天父，我们感谢你让你的真理 使你的们你的儿女们知道。
Help us understand we're in a spiritual warfare. There's a battle for our minds.
帮助我们知道我们在一个激烈的属灵征战当中，这个征战就是我们的头脑。
The devil wants us to believe we're nothing more than animals.
魔鬼希望我们相信我们就跟动物是一样的。
He always takes God's word and turns it into a lie.
他常常把神的话变成一个谎言。
Help us believe what you say in your word, Lord.
帮助我们相信你话语中所说的。
You said in the beginning you created man and woman in your image.
你说起初你是按照你的形象造了人。
How amazing that is.
这是多么奇妙的一件事。
Thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.